This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The number of Syrian children living as refugees has reached 1 million, while another 2 million have been displaced within the country or recruited as fighters. This latest number comes from the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. The UN said that the number of children living as refugees now accounts for half of all Syrians driven abroad by the conflict. In an interview with Vatican Radio's Anne Schneibel, UNICEF spokesperson Patrick McCormick talked about what these latest numbers could mean for the future of Syria.
These figures have shown no signs of decreasing, and this is a kind of a shameful milestone, really, in the Syria crisis. 1 million children who have been taken from their homes and are living in other countries. So it doesn't bode well.
Now, how are refugee camps able to provide for these children? There's such a high number of children.
Well, they can't provide everything, and they were never meant to be anything permanent. That's why, you know, they're camps. Some of them are turning into mini cities. The biggest one in Jordan, I think, is the fifth largest city in that country now, with shops and businesses. And like a lot of other permanent refugee camps in other crises, but they can never replace a home. A real home for a child, and it was never meant to.
Of course, and you know, you said that these camps obviously aren't meant to be a permanent home for these children, yet we're seeing as the conflict continues, this could be their long-term home. You know, what sort of plans are being made to take care of these children potentially on the long term?
Well, plans are ongoing. I mean, as the numbers keep rising, we and other agencies and NGOs will need to increase the capacity in the camps, especially now that for example, for children, that school is around the corner, that makeshift schools will have to be put into operation. And we'll just have to keep going until a political solution or some sort of solution is found to the conflict.
And now, what sort of challenges are the children in these camps facing? You know, what is their emotional state? You know, some of them have seen their family members, some of them their parents, you know, killed in the conflict.
Well, as you say, you said the word, many of them are traumatized by what they've seen. Just imagine if it was you're leaving your home, you're leaving everything that is comforting and secure to live in another country, in a camp, in a tent, under difficult conditions, especially the teenagers often are sitting around, they don't have much to do, which is one of the worst things. And they're in a very fragile state.
All right. Well, thank you, Patrick, for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else? Is there anything else you think our listeners at Vatican Radio should know about regarding this latest development in the Syrian crisis?
Well, just that let's hope, because it seems to be getting quite a lot of coverage, that this is an alarm bell, as if we needed another one, to really bring this terrible crisis to an end and get these children back to their homes.
That was UNICEF spokesperson Patrick McCormick discussing the plight of children affected by the ongoing conflict in Syria. You've been listening to Vatican Radio.